show is a part of the Quite the Thing Media Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody.
This is Kim.
And this is Cal. And you're listening to Shiny Things.
Shiny Things have been a little bit scarce this month, Kelly.
I know.
We have been missing in action.
Very much so. We've had, this might be one of our worst months of the year.
I really think it is. I don't know why. I got to get out of my funk. I have to get out of my own way.
Well, you were sick. And now, then you have your mom's anniversary. You know what I mean? So you had a lot of stuff going on. And you were really sick, and you're never sick.
But it wasn't COVID.
No. I think it was your COVID shot that made you so sick.
I think so too. So we'll just blame it on that.
That's what I always do. Like, I got mine Sunday, and now I have, like, a cold. So I'm like, damn it, COVID shot.
Exactly. Let's start blaming the shot on everything.
Right.
Flat tire, COVID shot.
God damn it, COVID shot.
Snowed, COVID shot. But anyway, I'm ready to roll now, Kelly. I am so hooked up right now.
You sound it. You sound like supercharged.
I'm trying so hard, and if you could see me, you'd laugh. I'm going to send you a picture later. I should probably put it on the website, but I'm kind of scared to do that. It's so dark out, and Frank's been sitting up by the mailbox talking to our neighbor for like a half an hour, and I've been waiting and waiting for him to come home before I could actually start podcasting because I wanted him to be quiet, and you know he can't be quiet.
He can't.
So I just end up calling him and telling him, please be quiet when you come home because I'm going to be sitting in my closet podcasting. Oh, okay. So we'll see just how quiet he is when he comes home. So not only am I sitting in the closet, it's very dark and there's no light in this closet. So I have on one of those stretchy headbands with the bright light on it. Frank got me one for Christmas several years ago, so I put it to good use today. I think it was the first time ever. And I would laugh at him when he goes outside because he wears it when he goes outside with the dogs at night. But I look pretty freaking stupid right now, but I don't care. It
works. At least you can see.
Yeah, I can see, and I don't have to hold the flashlight. So we'll just see how well this goes and see how quiet Frank can be with those two dogs.
My guess is he's going to be as quiet as a bull in a china shop.
That's usually how it is.
Yeah. Let's see. Maybe he'll surprise us.
And never understands why I can't get through the podcast without noise because he's not making any. My ass. You make noise even when you don't think you are.
Exactly.
God. So this podcast episode isn't one of our regulars. It's kind of sad, but I felt like I had to do it. I felt I kind of owed it to her. It's called The Christmas Tree Lady, and I'm not sure if you ever heard of her, but she's actually was dubbed the Annandale Jane Doe because she was found in Annandale, Virginia, but she's most known for being called The Christmas Tree Lady, and you'll know why when I tell you a little bit more about this. So it all happened on December 18th, 1996, a week before Christmas, in the town of Annandale, Virginia. So while this whole town was decorated to the hilt with the elaborate lights and the decorations for the holidays, and people were running here and there and everywhere in search of that perfect gift or that last minute purchase that they need to make before they spent the holiday with their loved ones, it was business as usual for the caretakers of the Pleasant Valley Memorial Park Cemetery. Their day began just like any other day on morning rounds. And since this cemetery was open to all the denominations and all backgrounds, there were a lot of different areas that they had to survey and check up on. And they did so with a golf cart. So they did rounds throughout the day, but they started first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then, which they started in one section that was developed in 1986, 10 years prior, solely for infants and children that had passed away. And it was dubbed Babyland.
Oh, that's so sad.
I think that's so sad, Kelly. And here's my thing when I was doing this. If my child passed away, God forbid, I would want it to be with me.
Yeah, I wouldn't. And Babyland, that's creepy.
Isn't that creepy? I mean, usually when an infant passes away, they get buried with their family.
Right.
Like a grandparent or something like that. But I guess each to their own. Maybe it was also part for people that couldn't afford a burial for their child. I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
So while they were on their first round, the caretakers drove through Babyland with no incident. However, that wasn't the case on the second drive-through when they noticed something unusual at the edge of Babyland next to one of the mausoleums. So they decided to get a closer look, and as they approached, they discovered a body of a woman laying on a clear plastic sheet, you know, like that heavy-duty plastic.
Yeah, like the stuff you put down if you're going to paint.
Yeah. And she had a plastic bag taped around her head.
Oof.
But this is the reason why they call her the Christmas Tree Lady. And next to her was a small 8-inch Christmas tree decorated with little gold ornaments in red ribbon.
Well, that sounds so pretty.
It sounds so pretty, but it's so...
It's sad.
So detectives assigned to the case arrived on the scene around 9 a.m. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm going to call her Jane.
Okay.
Jane was lying on a clear sheet, a heavy plastic, next to a small decorated Christmas tree. She was obviously deceased because, you know, she had the bag around her head, but her skin was still slightly warm to the touch, which probably means she had just passed away within the last hour or two.
Right, if she's still warm, because I imagine Virginia gets pretty cold in the winter.
Well, I looked it up, and apparently it was like 48 degrees that morning. So it wasn't really cold. I mean, it was...
Oh, okay.
I mean, for them, it was cold, but for us, that's like a balmy day.
Yeah, that I'm like, oh, do we need my coat today?
Yeah. So, this plastic bag was over her head, but when they took it off her head... They discovered that Jane was wearing a pair of headphones connected to a portable cassette player. And in the cassette in the player was a recording of Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner performing their 2,000-year-old man routine. Which I've heard about it, but I never heard it.
I've never heard it, but it's come up.
Oh. And in the pocket of her coat were two envelopes. They were typed out, and one was addressed to the cemetery, and the other was addressed to the coroner. And inside each envelope was a $50 bill and a taped note that read, "Deceased by own hand, prefer no autopsy. Please order cremation with the funds provided. Thank you, Jane Doe." So she signed it, Jane Doe. She obviously didn't want anybody to know who she was, because during investigation, trying to figure out who she was, they didn't find so much as a receipt on her person or any of the possessions that she had. So Wow. It wasn't like they could go back and, like, if I went to Burger King or McDonald's, it has the time and the date on it.
Right.
That they'd be able to look at the tapes and kind of, like, whittle down who she may be. So she planned this out like right down to the very last detail. She wanted her own privacy, and she did it her way. But I still find it so, so sad.
It is sad.
So in her possession, she also had a flask of brandy, which she probably used the juice. There was empty juice bottles found as well in a green backpack. Peach and mango, I believe, yes. Inside that backpack was also a pair of bifocal glasses with a translucent frame. two other cassette tapes. One was Jeff Foxworthy, You Might Be a Redneck, and the other one was Monty Python of the Holy Grail.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess she liked her humor.
Those are pretty funny tapes.
I remember my dad listening to them. So also Fanwood Jane was the roll of masking tape that she used to tie her bag shut. And a very worn out Minnie Mouse fanny pack that was held together with safety pins and tape that looked like it belonged or should belong to a child and not that of an adult. But, you know, I have childish things and I present as an adult.
Ditto.
So I was thinking maybe the fanny pack had some kind of sentimental reason, meaning to her, or maybe a connection to a child buried in Babyland, since that's where she took her life. Or maybe it didn't have anything to do with any of that. Who knows? It's all just, you know, you're just making assumptions. I wish, though, that I could have found out the name on that mausoleum that she died next to.
Right.
If that had, you know, some kind of connection to her.
Which it very well could have.
Yeah. Well, you know, this, it's like they, I wonder if they didn't add a lot of information because they wanted her to have her privacy.
Right. Yeah. Because she went to such great lengths to.
She really did.
Make everything private.
But also what they found in her belongings was a typed poem. Nothing was in handwriting. It was all typed. And it was believed that she was probably the person that wrote it. And it read, "Now I lay me down to sleep, soon to drift to the eternal deep. And though I die and not wake, sleep sweeter will be this life I forsake." And then there was nothing else on her person.
Wow.
I know.
Do they know about how old she was?
They do, and I'm going to get to that right now.
Oh, okay.
So despite Jane, her request for an autopsy, you know they have to do an autopsy if it was an unattended death.
Right.
But they decided to hold off on it until they could maybe, somebody might report her so they would find out who she actually was before they went ahead and did it. Because all this didn't happen because there was no clues to go on. And you'd think that with all this like DNA testing and computerized everything, it would make it easier. But if you don't have fingerprints on file and there hasn't been a missing persons report filed, it's null and void. None of that fancy stuff that the police have is going to work if you don't have some kind of, you know, connection to somebody or fingerprints or something.
Right.
And nobody reported her missing. So, I mean, that's sad in itself. So, oh, they're home. I can hear the floor squeaking.
I can't hear it.
So, some of the unidentified persons may have mental illness, or maybe they were homeless, and maybe that's why they weren't reported missing. So I don't know if she had either of them, but that's how people fall through the cracks.
Right.
They said, I just have to read this one part. Let's take a small commercial break.
Hey guys, I just wanted to take a moment to gush about Anchor and how easy it is to make a podcast. First off, it's free. If it's free, it's for me. And who doesn't like free stuff? They have creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. So you can do it on the run, or if you're bored at lunch, you can fidget with your editing. Anchor will also distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many other podcast streaming networks. And you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Where is it? It's just a note I wrote to myself. Now I can't find it. Okay. Oh, here it is. That the United States Department of Justice for National Missing and Unidentified Persons, in their database, there's about 4,400 unidentified bodies found each year, and about 1,000 remain John or Jane Doe. And over 600 women were ruled out as being the Annandale Jane Doe. So, you know, it's sad because there's so many people that go missing and so many people stay that way, that they never really have their finality. But in her case, she did it her own way.
Right.
So it was determined that Jane was a white woman in her later 50s, early 60s with auburn colored hair. Her eye color was never reported, but the few pictures I saw, they looked like they were probably hazel. She was approximately 5 feet tall and weighed between 155 and 157. Her fingernails were impeccable shape. They were well-groomed. They had red polish on them. They weren't chipped. They weren't scratched, which means she most likely either had them done professionally or she did them herself shortly before her death. She also had an 8-inch scar along her abdomen that could be from a C-section, or it could have been from an intestinal surgery. You don't really know.
Right.
But being that she was found in baby land, I'm probably thinking it was a C-section, but you know, it's like a guessing game.
Right.
She was so grief-stricken over the loss of her child and couldn't bear to be without them. Maybe she blamed herself for their death. You don't know. But anyhow, it's all just speculation. So she was dressed really in high-end clothing. She wore a lot of wintry layers. She was wearing clothing that was from higher end stores like Nordstrom, or that kind of upscale department store that, you know, you would buy that kind of stuff in, which they think that she's probably from an upper middle class background. She was wearing a blue all weather Eddie Bauer jacket over a navy blue sweater, a Nordstrom red sleeveless silk shirt, black knit wool pants, and black loafers. So I'm not saying it's out of the realm of possibility that she's from an upscale, like upper middle class, but it's not necessarily the case. It might be the fact that Annandale is an affluent middle class area of Washington, which means the clothes could have been donated to a thrift shop.
Oh, and, that's true.
And, you know, the area depends on the area that you're in means, you know, how quality the merchandise is going to be.
Right.
So purchase them from the local thrift shop or, you know, you don't know. I don't know. It could have been that. It could have been she was upper middle class and bought them at one of those high end. They could have been given to her. Who knows? So Jane also had several pieces of jewelry and included clip-on earrings, a jade and gold ring, a small women's Guess watch with a mesh band, and a medic alert bracelet that said no DNR and no penicillin, which means absolutely that. Do not resuscitate if she's found without any heartbeat or something, and that she's also allergic to penicillin. She also had, and this is probably due to the Valium, she had a blood alcohol level that was twice the legal limit, which confirms that she drank before she died. She also took Valium. And since Valium is commonly used to treat anxiety, and given the circumstances of how she was found in the notes, her death was ruled a suicide. So, if that's what you had to do to calm yourself down, maybe that's the only way she could do it, is to get a little bit tipsy and have her Valium and kick back with her comedy tapes and just go into her slumber.
It's a very peaceful way to go.
Yeah. So that's exactly what she did. She drifted into eternal deep, like her note said. And it was very clear that she didn't want to be identified. If anything, she just wanted to drift away in peace.
Which, you know, it's sad, but that's what she wanted, so.
You know what? I mean, there's part of me that says, good for her. She controlled her situation. She did exactly what she wanted to do, because she did do exactly what she wanted to do.
Right.
She planned that down to the let to the T, to have her privacy kept. And I get that. But what makes me sad is that she died alone and nobody missed her.
I know.
And that breaks my heart.
That is the saddest part.
To think that there's people out there, Kelly, that are struggling with mental health and have nobody to turn to. It's just a really hard time of year for anybody. You know, let alone somebody that has mental illness and has no one to turn to.
Exactly.
So if you or someone you love is struggling with suicidal thoughts, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Line at 1-800-273-8255. I'm really sorry, everybody, for not having a happy Christmas story, but...
Listen, most of our stories aren't happy.
No, but you know what, Kelly? For some reason, this one really got to me. But anyway, if you know somebody, anybody that is having trouble, reach out to them. It's not easy to go through a mental illness or depression by yourself.
No, I can speak from experience that it's not.
And it's no shame in admitting that you need help. So, that's my story. What about next week, Kelly?
So, next week, I have two stories I'm torn between. So, I might try to do both. Maybe do a twofer episode.
Okay.
So, we'll see.
I actually am going to start working on a new missing persons case with a woman whose husband has been missing. I actually talked to her yesterday briefly, so she's going to be in contact with me and working on the podcast with me. I'm not sure when it'll happen because, you know, you have to do your background and everything, but I'm excited about that. You know, I like doing them.
Right.
But anywho, I hope everybody has a blessed holiday. Enjoy your family. Let's hope for a better year to come.
I hope so, because this one was worse than 2020.
Or just as bad.
Nah, worse. For me, anyway.
Let's think about the good things, though, for 1 minute before we leave. You got a brand new job.
Yep.
Your daughter's healthy, and you're healthy.
I got my little kitties.
You have your family. You have me.
I have you, of course.
I have you.
And I have your family.
Yep, you're an adopted child.
Right.
So, you know what? It could be way worse.
It could.
I'm very blessed to have everybody that means the most to me still here with me. And I miss the people that aren't here. But you know what? You have to hang on to the good things in life.
Right.
And on that note,
stay healthy, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Find us at patreon.com/shinythingspodcast. Follow us on Instagram at shinythingspodcast. Find us on our Facebook group page called Shiny Things Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter at shinythingspod1. You can email us at shinythingspodcast@gmail.com. Don't be shy. Use any of our social media to send us show ideas, some love, or share additional details we may have missed. Remember to like us and give us 5 stars on your favorite podcasting platform. Until next time, thanks for listening.